Are there any parish notices to come forth this morning? Lynn?
Just a reminder for the UMW group, we will have our Ladies' Day away on Wednesday, the 10th. We will leave the church here at 8:30, and we should be home, I would say, around 5. We do have a pretty active day, nothing that requires a tremendous amount of walking, so there will be times to, sit and rest and enjoy fellowship together during that day. So if you're interested in going today, let me know. But we will be here at the church at 8:30 on Wednesday.
Thank you, Lynn. Any other parish notices to come forth this morning?
I'm still looking for volunteers for VBS. August 2nd, the sign-up sheet is out in the vestibule. And we need preschool people in the preschool. That's a separate sign-up sheet, and also Glacier Games, Imagination Station, and those are both really fun to work with. So, thanks.
Thank you. So while we have some time, but it would be nice to get those taken care of so you can feel a little more comfortable, right? Awesome. I know the feeling at times. Any other parish notices to come forth? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship. Please stand. Heavenly Father, through your Holy Spirit, knit us together as your family. Create within us caring hearts that we may welcome the strangers into our midst and treat them as beloved sisters and brothers. Swing wide the doors of our church that all who seek a temple of faith may find it in these walls, a place where God's will is done and holy relationships are nurtured. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Need a place to belong.
Come join the family of God.
All who seek spiritual brothers and sisters.
Come join the family of God.
All who strive to grow in faith and love.
Come join the family of God.
All who are unsure and feel unworthy.
Come join the family of God.
Let us join together in our opening hymn, number 369, Blessed Assurance. Let us take this time to join together in the passing of the peace. Because we are small today, we are not going to have the children's sermon, but we are mighty. And where there is one or two gathered together, let there be worship. And at this time, we'll have the joys and concerns. And I do want to mention the flowers here at the altar are from Gene McClure's funeral. And we want to keep Glenn and Jim and Kathy and the family in our thoughts and prayers as we move forward. Allison's going to help us out with the microphone this morning. And if you have a joy or concern, please raise your hand and Allison will come around and we'll share that with the congregation.
I have a joy. This coming Saturday, I'm marrying Jordan, so. Yeah.
Any other joys or concerns? Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And again, you have the Dave and Dave show this morning instead of Mike and Mike on ESPN. And that may be a joy or a concern, so we'll try and muddle along here in Greg's absence.
And we'd like to welcome Kristen here this morning, McClure, but also we have found out she is newly engaged and getting married in December. So congratulations.
Congratulations. Any other joys or concerns? Well, let's give Allison a round of applause for her faithful service. At this time, let's take those joys and concerns and our own personal joys and concerns to the Lord in silent prayer. Loving God, thank you for hearing our silent prayers. Now increase our faith as we lift up the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Will you please stand and join together in hymn number 472, Near to the Heart of God.
Thank you.
may be seated.
Good morning. Well, my message that I had planned kind of went under because I had a plan mainly for the seniors. I've got a little backup here, and it deals with the real enemy in life, which is, we all know, is the devil. And my thing was that I had planned was this about Jesus loves us, Satan wants us. So this here is all, as far as I know, is in the mind, and whatever your mind has is what's going to happen. If you get the wrong thoughts, I know I had a rough time, you know, when I got out of high school, and I went into the service. Well, I went into the service at 17 years old because I graduated when I was 17. Mom, Dad had to sign for me. And I'll tell you, it's a different world out there. And all of us now that's here now, since the kids aren't here, but we know what life is all about. And it's the things that you put into your mind and into your body and into your soul. But you got to remember that Jesus went to this cross. He shed his precious blood for our sins, and he has forgiven. All we have to do is repent and ask forgiveness of our sins and just ask him to comfort us through this, and we will have everlasting life. That everlasting life, once your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it can't be taken out, regardless. That was because of grace being brought in. And once that grace was brought in, you know, you're in there. But you're still going to, when you get to heaven, when you pass away and everything, you're still going to have to answer to God up there in heaven. So what you develop in life, going through life and everything, is the fact that regardless of past, present, and future sins that you have been forgiven for, you still have to live your life according to this book, to God's word. Try to, you know, live your life for it and with it. And I'll tell you, it was hard for me, especially in the service. I was a Christian, you know, when I went into the service. I took my confirmation here in this church. And I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure, quite sure of the month, but I think it was in November of 1959 that I took my confirmation class that the kids go through now here in this church. Reverend Kenny was the pastor here then. And when I went into the service, I went into the service with a happy-go-lucky feeling. Well, I had a good time, and I made it through basic training and everything great. I ended up being the Protestant chapel guide. I took the troops to church every Sunday morning, led them, got them around, marched them to church, and that was a blessing. But I'll tell you, when you get out from all of this, the service is a rough place. And these kids, and I'm not sure, I never went to college, but I'm pretty sure that the colleges is not much different than the military. So I just had this here set up for them. But since I have really about, I think it was in 1985 that I really turned myself back over to the Lord And like I said, yes, I was a big sinner, but I have turned my life back over to the Lord, and it's really been a blessing for me. And I'll tell you, the stuff that I have went through in my life, these last few years especially, I could not have done it without the Lord. And all my days now is with the Lord. And I just ask, you know, that everybody that goes out into this world today that will just open their hearts and accept the Holy Spirit and confess and repent of their sins. And I just ask that the blessing, and let's have a short prayer here. And I, like I said, I had a lot of stuff I wanted to say to the kids, but you adults have probably, you know, all heard it and everything. But let's have a small prayer here that we, dear Lord Jesus, we ask that you open these hearts and these minds and keep them straight, dear Lord, that they will fall find you. And in this seer time of this world today, that the enemy is out there and they are going to try to take over us. And we ask that you just guide us and direct us through this time. And we ask all this in your blessed and holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Dave. At this time, we'll have the ushers come forth for the morning offering.
Thank you.
us join together. Almighty God, you are our King. We are your people. Forsaking the ways of the haughty, we reach for our brothers and sisters in faith, that we may care for the meek and the lowly. Use these offerings to fill your will in our world, that all may be drawn into your family of faith. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 371, I Stand Amazed by the Presence.
Thank you.
As we prepare for the benediction, let us always be thankful and mindful of the opportunity to come together and worship together as a Christian family and enjoy this beautiful day and this beautiful week as we move forward with our lives in the name of Christ. Now may the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us all, now and forever. Amen.